The views and opinions expressed in this program are those of the hosts and guests and do not necessarily reflect the views of Urban One Incorporated, Radio One, or any of its subsidiary companies.
Live from the Mod Philly Lawyer Studio, when winning matters most. WRNB Media, Philadelphia. Philly's R&B station. 100.3
WRNB. This program has been paid for by Mod Philly Lawyer.
Good morning. Court radio is now in session. Call 215-227-2727. When you've got legal questions, we've got the answers. This is Court Radio. And now here's your host, Dean Weitzman.
Good morning. Welcome back. I am your host every Saturday morning right here on 100.3 WRNB.
And Classics 107.9.
All right, we got the legal out of the way. Welcome back to our YouTube audience. We hope it's growing. If you like it, then like it and subscribe. We've got a special little guest star in the studio today, sitting to my left, the one and only.
Hold on, wait, let him wait for it.
Wait for it.
Sophia Weitzman.
Yeah, there you go.
What a natural.
All right. Keep yourself close to that microphone, young lady. Yeah, there you go. That's perfect. When you talk, you got to be close. Well, you know, it's been a long time since you've been on the radio show. You've grown up a little bit since then. You got braces and, you know, you're almost a teenager.
Yeah, yeah man.
Comes with a lot of perks, but also some responsibilities.
Teenager comes with a lot of perks?
Oh, yeah.
For instance?
You begin to think about driving, you know,
crazy.
Is that when you begin to think about it?
Yeah, 13, 14.
All right.
Yeah,
all
you start to do with a countdown.
Some kids.
Soph will be one of those, I think.
She can't wait to drive.
Oh my God. Yeah.
You really can't. You really can't wait to drive.
No, I can.
You can wait.
Yeah.
Oh, she says you can wait.
You can wait.
Yeah.
You're not excited to drive?
I am, but I can wait.
Oh, well, all right. Yeah.
Such a practical young woman. You know, my goodness.
There's so many other ways to get around, you know, these
and
days.
And considering what you do for a living. You know,
I think that I didn't do this with the first two, but with Soph and Jackson, I am going to enroll them in a high-speed driving school.
Ooh.
Where you get out on a, you get out on a racetrack.
A real racetrack.
Yeah,
real car.
This is his dream.
A car, a racetrack. Because I believe that if you learn how to handle a car at its extremes, it makes you a better driver. And also, you know there's a time and a place to behave like that.
Sure.
And that is not when you're amongst the public. So, I think there can be some good that comes from that. 215-227-2727. If you've got questions, we have the answers. Legal questions, legal answers, yes. You want to ask Soph a question, she might even answer you.
Soph got skills. Y'all don't know. She's a brilliant young woman.
We're talking today about something that's tragic, and it unfortunately happens all too often at this time of the year, and that is fire deaths. Did you know, Manuel, that 9 out of 10 fire deaths happen in the home?
I believe I'd heard that before. I'm not surprised, though.
Yeah. And especially this time of the year because of Christmas trees.
And lights. Yeah. Well, you know, your boy was going to be a firefighter. That was one of the goals. Tack, wow. You remember that, right?
Mm-hmm.
It was a big deal. I was going to be a firefighter. I got an honorary fire helmet.
Wow.
I'm the
what
firefighters.
Stopped you from doing it?
I took the test 3 times, passed it each time, got 100. But every time, if you were in the service or if you had somebody else send, you get an extra 10 points. I kept getting knocked down. So after the third time, I said, must not be in the cards. But gotcha. I really wanted to be a firefighter. And I had a lot of firefighter friends.
Yeah.
So I agree with you. I do know your statistics. I agree. We had a very tragic one, 2 years ago, tactic here in Philly? A tree caught on fire and a bunch of children died by Gerard Collins up there in, what was that? Yeah, that area. Yeah, it was terrible.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
smoke detectors are really, really, really important.
Smoke detectors are. And also, not leaving your tree lights on when you leave the home or when you go to bed. If you're not paying attention, like obvious line of sight attention to what's going on with the lights and the trees, they shouldn't be on, period. And so when you go upstairs to go to bed, shut them off. If you're laying on the sofa and getting drowsy and you're thinking about taking a snooze, shut them off.
Do you trust the timer thing? Some folks do it that way. You think you should double check?
Yeah, I think that physically shutting them off is the better way to go about it, but I definitely think a timer is better than nothing. And so, you know, make sure that those lights go off. And if you have a real tree, you should be filling that tree with water on a daily basis.
Yeah.
You don't want the tree to get all dried out. You know, I mean, I had a Hanukkah bush 1 year.
I didn't know there was such.
Yeah. Didn't. It's the Jews. Like, we covet a little Christmas action, you know. So we dress that up with a menorah or something, you know,
right.
Called a Hanukkah. Anyway, I was ignorant to the ways of treedom.
When is this?
This is, you know, probably when I, you know, close to when I got out of the house in my early 20s.
Okay, you're a young guy.
Yeah,
gotcha.
Yeah. So I had no idea what you did with a tree once you put it up, dragged it in the house.
This is a Christmas tree that you call a regular tree, evergreen, that type of thing.
Okay. Yes.
Big?
Yeah. I don't know, 8 foot,
okay.
7 foot.
That's good size.
Yeah,
it
was decent size. The tree, you know, by the end, you got needles everywhere. It's dead. It's dry. It's kindling, you know.
It's ready to go.
So, again, fill it with water. Keep that thing moist. And alive as long as possible. Let's see. Some other tips. You know, look at the cords for your lighting.
Oh, please. The extension cord. What's the thing? What do they call it? Surge protectors.
Yeah.
Extension cords.
Surge protectors.
Upon extension cords. The ridiculousness people do when they're trying to string lights.
Power strip.
Yeah.
You got to make sure that stuff is all in really good condition.
And the adapters.
Yeah.
All that stuff. And they have to be clean, folks. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yep. So these are some tips. And, of course, candles also. My wife's a big candle person. She likes, you know, the smell of candles. Of course,
I believe it's like
indoor pollution, but that's a whole different story.
Not scented candles.
Scented candles. Yeah, it's like indoor pollution. You know, have you ever looked at a candle? I mean,
yes.
and then you blow it out. And then you see, like, the black smoke coming up. It's like, you know, it's like you're lighting a campfire in your house. Get out of it. I mean, it's bad.
What about a heated lamp?
A heated lamp? What? Oh, you mean like the lamp that heats the oil? I think that's probably cleaner.
You like that better?
Yeah. I don't know if it's any less of a fire hazard, but it's cleaner than a flame in your home. Yeah, I definitely agree. Here's the thing. If you're going to use those, you got to, again, pay attention. You can't, like, go upstairs and leave the candles burning by themselves. Then the cat comes over, knocks the candle over, the fire starts. These, you have to treat fire in the house very, very seriously. 215-227-2727, the number.
You know what people don't do? I'm sorry, I cut you off.
That's okay.
And you probably do this, I'm sure, but do you have fire drills? Do you guys know where to go?
I can't lie because she's sitting next to me. The answer is no, we haven't had a fire drill. And especially in the house we're in now. Like every time you go move from one house to another, you got to do the fire drill thing and the fire plan, which is what you're talking about.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, the fire plan. You got to do that before or as soon as you get into a new crib.
I mean, it really does make a difference. It works.
It does.
It does. And you got a big house, man.
I do. There's lots of ways to get in.
And out.
And lots of roofs you can jump onto. That reminds me also, one time I had a fire in the house, like when I was Sov's age-ish. My dad was filling a butane lighter. And he was filling it in the kitchen, not obviously not far enough away from the stove that has a pilot light. And so the butane, while he's filling it, is leaking out. It hits the pilot light and poof. And the entire kitchen is up in flames.
Engulfed fast. Wow.
And all I hear is him screaming, fire, fire, get out, get out. And everybody ran out of the house. Firemen came in. We lost the kitchen, you know.
That but, smell is something, isn't it?
Yeah. It takes a long, long time to get rid of that. So there's many things to be careful about when it comes to fire. I have had claims, and they're really tragic, catastrophic claims, that I've represented victims of fires. And in every case, they passed away.
Oh, really?
Horrific. You know, they were product liability claims because there were some product that was the cause and origin of the fire that was manufactured in a defective fashion.
Defective, default product, yeah.
And it caused the fire, and these people were trapped in the home and died as a result.
Has there been any particular wires or bulbs in terms of that you've seen come across that are consistent with the start of these fires?
Any particular part? It is the wires. It is not having the proper installation. A lot of times it's tenants who the landlord does not maintain the electrical system of the house, and the wires are frayed. They're old. They're not up to code. Outlets are bad. And we can go on and on.
Are smoke detectors, are they the responsibility of the landlord?
That's correct. Well, the answer in Philadelphia is most definitely. But it really depends on where you are. But yes, in Pennsylvania, the landlord must provide a home that has smoke protection. And another thing is that if you're going to provide it, you're the landlord and you provide it, then you can create a sense of confidence in the tenant that there is a working smoke detector. And if that smoke detector does not work, now you've got an even more serious problem than not having one. Is to have one, give somebody a false sense of security, and it's, you know, a bum smoke detector that's more than 10 years old and doesn't work.
How about one of those tank fire extinguishers?
How about one of them? They have to be replaced also on a regular.
You ever use one?
I have never used one, no.
How about you, Tactic?
I haven't had to use one.
So you think if you had to, you would know how?
You pull the pin and squeeze the handle.
Are you sure it's that easy, right? Okay, I'm just asking.
I hope it's that easy.
All right.
215-227-2727. Have you experienced any fires? Are you prepared to prevent fires?
Only you can prevent forest fires and the fires in your home. I'm going to tell you something. I really wanted to be a firefighter. I got friends that are firefighters. Fire never scared me, but electrical fires are the worst. The chemical ones are bad, but those things going on in your walls, that stuff is scary, man, because you're uncertain. It's unseen.
And it moves. It can move very quickly, especially in older homes. You could have insulation, which is like, you know, goes
really
up,
dated.
You know,
well,
goes
even
up
worse,
quickly.
Those grease fires.
Yeah. Those are bad. In some cases, you got rodents chewing on fires. You got squirrels chewing on wires, rather. Sometimes mice, whatever, chewing on wires. They get old over time in some of these houses. And that happens, man. And you'll hear this crackling. Electrical fires scare me the worst.
Well, yeah. And in any event, it is fire season. Be safe out there, folks.
It's a fire season.
Yeah, I believe so, especially in the home. I mean, we're talking about it. It's the lights. It's the candles. It's the time when, you know, we all see it on the news every year. There's always a story of somebody who lost everything they owned. Thank God they got out with their life. But sometimes they don't. And it's always this time of the year.
What you said, though, that, you know,
fire season on the outside might be summertime for forest fires and things like
barbecues
that.
Barbecues and wood parties and whatnot.
But remember, we just said 9 out of 10 people die in their home.
Yeah.
And this is the season for that.
It's cold outside. You're inside more. Yeah.
215-227-2727. My Philly lawyer brings you court radio every Saturday morning. If you've got a legal issue or problem, they have the answer. Give them a call. 215-227-2727. Your case will become their most cherished priority. Well, Ms. Weitzman, you know, you've been doing a little getting back into shape. You're back in season for your sport. Why don't you tell folks?
That's right.
What is it you do?
I do volleyball.
Yeah, we heard.
Did you play a particular position last year?
I did. I played the libero.
What is the libero?
Isn't it a car? Chrysler makes it, right?
I remember that. Wow.
Old school, bro.
Yeah, man. Oh, you knew what it
meant. What's a libero, babe?
It's a position where you play back row middle, and you always try to get the first touch when the other team is serving.
Wow. See, when, you know, I think about volleyball, I think about these women and girls who are like so tall, 6'2", 6'3". Mm-hmm. They could play basketball if they weren't playing volleyball.
True.
And then there's you. Okay.
What does that mean, D?
How tall are you, Soph?
4'7".
Whoa, growing, girl. Yes. You're growing. 4'7".
Not 6'7", but 4'7".
6'7".
Yeah, okay. 4'7". I was amazed at how many first touches you got last year. You weren't such a bad libero.
Not about the height, it's about the talent.
Oh,
okay, play. Hey.
You know, what's an ace?
Hopefully I don't get aced, but it's when the server serves and it just hits the ground.
Oh, they don't return it.
Yeah.
You get a point when you get
if we ace, yeah.
Okay. Have you ever aced before?
Yes, multiple times.
All right.
Multiple times.
Were you excited for volleyball season this year?
Very.
You got your team back. All the girls the same?
There are 3 new girls.
Okay. How's that team gelling? You've been practicing now for a few weeks. How's it going?
It's going good.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel as confident as you did once the season started last year?
No.
Really?
No.
I think this year is going to be way much harder.
Why?
Because now we're going to play a lot more teams because we're not in the 11 division. We're in the 12. We're going to be playing 13. But I still think we're going to manage to do well.
Yeah, manage to do well. How's the team spirit?
I think I'm the most spirited and most happiest in our team.
Oh.
The Scorpio thing.
Yeah?
Like Maxie with the Sixers. You can tell us that thing.
Oh, Maxie's a Scorpio?
Yep.
Oh, did not know that. Did you know that?
No.
Yeah, all right. No. You kind of remind me of Maxie a little bit with that big smile.
All the time.
215-227-2727. We got a bunch of callers. Can I start callers?
Is she the team captain?
I don't know. Do you guys have captains?
Yeah, captain.
No, but I'm the boss.
Oh, God. There was no doubt.
She paid the cost.
I hope the coaches aren't listening.
but I'm the boss.
Let's see. Line one, Simon. Line one, Simon. Simon, good morning. Welcome to Court Radio.
Oh. Simon. Simon says.
No? Line one, Simon. We're going to get the dreaded beep, 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 beep in a second. Simon may have gone, you know, to, like, get a bagel or something. You want to put him on hold?
Simon? Simon going once.
All right.
Simon.
How about Alex on line two? Alex. Good morning, Alex.
There he is.
Good day. Shalom, Mr. Weitzman. How are you,
sir? I'm well, thank you. God bless. What's going on, Alex?
I'm doing okay. And you got my two brothers in there, Mr. Glenn and Mr. Tactics.
There you
How
go.
Are Peace. You both?
We are well.
Peace.
That's good.
All right.
I swear. I think I said it before the last time I called. Me and Mr. Glenn got to be related because he sounds just like my oldest brother. It's like I'm talking to my brother.
There you go.
Your older brother.
Yeah, that's right,
yeah,
brother.
Yeah.
Older. All right, Alex. Alex, what's the question? What's the question?
Yeah, the question you was talking. You was making reference to the fire extinguishers and the smoke detectors, and the landlord is supposed to provide that. Now, what if you get like pushback? Well, it's in your lease. Like you're responsible. Blah 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 blah. Would that be a problem? Like, say, well, I know in my building I'm supposed to have a fire extinguisher and a smoke detector because I had actually mentioned it to my landlord, and he said somebody took the fire extinguisher, and it hasn't been replaced since. And I mentioned to him last time I talked to him about when are we going to get a replacement because you never know. Fires can happen, like you said, at any time. You know, it could be faulty electrical wires or whatever the case might be, someone being careless, smoking in bed or whatever. And, like, that's definitely very important. But what if I get, like, pushback from that? He won't say hypothetically, he refused to replace the fire extinguisher or a smoke detector. Is there ultimately a legal action I would take?
A question is, can a lease override the responsibility?
And the answer is no.
Gotcha.
You have to be able to attest as a landlord that your place is habitable and suitable for rental. And one of the requirements is that you provide a working smoke detector. I believe a fire extinguisher as well, but for sure a smoke detector. And you can report the violation if you call in the city of Philadelphia 311. And your landlord will get cited for that violation. So that's the way I'd handle it. I'd say to the landlord, listen, I'm giving you an opportunity to put a fire extinguisher and a smoke detector in here or give me a credit on my this month's rent and I'll go get it. You know, if you don't do it, I'm going to have to report you. And I don't want to do that. It's in nobody's best interest.
Yeah, that's interesting. Yeah, because I was thinking about that when you said that, but I was getting on a more positive note. The young lady calling about volleyball. I played volleyball too, as well. I don't know, but are you familiar? Well, back in the 70s, I went to Temple Camp because they had a camp, and they would cater to inner city youth, and that's where I learned to play organized volleyball there at McGonagall Hall.
Oh, man. I spent many nights at McGonagall Hall watching the Owls. And that young lady wasn't a caller. She's actually sitting next to me in the studio, Alex, which reminds me, Alex, that if you ever have an opportunity to see us rather than listen only, you can watch us on YouTube live every Saturday morning. You would see the guest. You'd see Manny Manuel. You'd see Tactics.
Sometimes.
We show us all every Saturday morning. So check it out when you have a chance at home and you have a computer in front of you or your cell phone, and you can see us on YouTube Live. Alex, take care. Thanks for being a devoted listener to Court Radio.
Happy holidays, Alex.
You guys have a great day.
You as well.
All right, little brother. Treat us like a Saturday morning cartoon, folks. Turn us on, YouTube.
All right, let's see.
These guys are pretty animated, so yeah.
Line 5, anonymous. We have to have an anonymous.
Back again.
Every Saturday morning, one anonymous.
Hello, I'm calling because I work in a charter school in South Jersey. The building has been cited with multiple health violations, one being gas leaks in 2324. The principal was fired. Because I am dealing with health issues from it, I gave my 60 days notice. Upon giving that, they took my paycheck, and they told me that, and I said, it's toxic. I don't want to work there. There's several leaks. There's a damp. There's mold. New Jersey, with this situation, it's very hard to find anyone that will deal with a charter school, but this building is ancient. It has mold. It has been cited for gas leaks.
The first thing, anonymous, the first thing that comes to my mind when you're talking about a condition at work, one. Two, you having consequences from that affect your health. Then we get to the third leg, which is, do those consequences prevent you from doing your job duties? And if now I'm starting to hear what sounds like a workers' compensation claim. And if that is all true, I would say give us a call on Monday. 215-227-2727. I'm happy to make a referral for you to our workers' compensation department with Jeff Gross and his team. And they can explore that.
She can rescind that resignation letter.
Yes. Yeah. You might be able to rescind the resignation letter, but put in a claim for workers' compensation, which would pay you as long as you couldn't do your job because of health reasons that were caused by the employer's conditions.
You're going to remember all that?
I believe they are threatening to suspend my license. They didn't even put me correctly in New Jersey ed system, but now they're saying, trying last minute to put me in there and say that they're going to suspend my license for a year if I don't. They wrote a letter yesterday. I have to come in, but the conditions are horrible. They don't care. I've asked to be removed out of those conditions because we had two boiler leaks with odors everywhere. They were upset that I even asked to take the kids out of the classroom and go into another room. As far as I know, I think the health department.
It is, as they say in the old country, a shanda. It's something that's very...
The fiddler on the roof?
Yeah, right? it's an embarrassment. It's an embarrassment the way that school is treating you and their children. But I would say this again, it sounds to me like there's the elements of a workers' compensation claim. You need to take the initiative here. You need to speak with an attorney about the possibility of a workers' comp claim. Again, one, condition at work that causes a physical debilitating disease or injury, two, which prevents you from doing your job duties. If those elements exist, then you have a workers' comp claim and you need to exert it. And then you're good to go. And then you get paid. You don't go to work. You treat your condition. And until they clean the place up, and because every time you go back, you're going to have the same condition happen again. And so if you get a doctor to support you in that, then I think you're good to go. So in any event,
call
215.
Reach out to your law firm.
Yeah, 215-227-2727. The number for all things legal in Philly. Anonymous, have a great Saturday, and thanks for being a part of the show today.
Now, she's a school teacher.
She's a school teacher.
I thought she was in a nursing home. I knew we were going to be talking about that, but all right.
Oh, great segue, young man. That's why he's a pro and I'm an amateur. When we come back, we're going to talk about a fraud probe in South Jersey that triggers new calls for legislative action. You may need an attorney if you got a loved one in one of those homes. Also, we got some talking to do about Uber and their deceptive practices.
Don't get me started.
All right. We'll be back. We're going to be back in 2 minutes. It happens every day here in Philly. You're walking your dog or headed to work, and in a split second, you're on the ground in pain because of someone else's carelessness. I'm Dean Weitzman. For over 35 years, My Philly Lawyer has been fighting for people just like you. You can't work. Medical bills are piling up, and you need cash to take care of your family. Slip and fall, we've got you. Call 215-227-2727. My Philly Lawyer, when winning matters most. Accidents happen. It's that simple, right? I'm Dean Weitzman. Every day someone in Philly takes a fall because someone else didn't do their job right. That's where My Philly Lawyer steps in. You need physical therapy? Check. Need someone to take on the insurance company? Check. You need cash? Check and check. We've been winning for over 35 years. Slip and fall? Call 215-227-2727. My Philly Lawyer, when winning matters most. I'm Dean Weitzman. If you have a history of using chemical hair straighteners and have been diagnosed with uterine or endometrial cancer, call My Philly Lawyer now at 215-227-2727. Frequent use of chemical hair relaxers can double the risk of uterine and endometrial cancer. If you've been affected, we will fight for you. Call 215-227-2727. My Philly Lawyer, when winning matters most. You're cruising down the boulevard listening to your tunes and bam, some idiot runs a light, messing up you and your car. I'm Dean Weitzman. Bad drivers causing accidents are a fact of life in Philly. Another fact, with over 35 years fighting for people like you, My Philly Lawyer knows how to get you the help you need and make insurance companies pay. Victim of a car accident? Call 215-227-2727. My Philly Lawyer, when winning matters most.
The views and opinions expressed in this program are those of the hosts and guests and do not necessarily reflect the views of Urban One Incorporated, Radio One, or any of its subsidiary companies.
More legal answers? Here's more court radio with your host, Dean Weitzman.
Yeah, baby, we're back. I'm live, and I am still your host, Dean Weitzman, right here on 100.3 WRNB.
And Classics 107.9.
There you go. Here we are. If you're watching on YouTube and you have questions, you can use your keypad and post those questions, and we will answer them at some point. Then, you know, the beauty about YouTube, watching YouTube live rather than terrestrial radio, is that once we're off the radio, because we have a hard start and stop, you know, 9 a.m. to 10 a.m., cannot go 1 second over because there's somebody waiting on my heels. But on YouTube live, we can give you a little extra.
We can go after show.
After show. The after show party.
It's spicy after show.
OT.
We're going to beat Sophia.
Can I ask Sophia a question?
You may.
Sophia, are you a better volleyball player than your brother Jackson is a basketball player?
Ooh. That depends.
It does it?
But Jackson has been doing basketball for a long time. He's good. But when he gets the chance to get the ball, he, like, never shoots. So.
Ben Simmons disease.
Dang on it.
I think I'm a better volleyball
You're a better volleyball player. Okay. Did you know that? She thought that way.
I did not. But thank you for exploring that.
Well,
I'm sure that'll help when we all get home and Jackson and she have a little word together.
Does he listen? He won't know, right?
Oh, you kidding me? Of course she's listening.
He's watching?
Yeah.
He's probably sleeping.
Yeah, probably. Yeah,
why don't you remind him of
that? He better start shooting that ball.
I don't understand.
I keep telling him, you know, shoot the ball. I don't care if it doesn't go in. Eventually it'll go in. You know,
you got to get. Work with him.
Yeah,
it's called practice.
You got to get the.
We're talking about practice.
Ben, get the bugs
ben
out.
Ben could shoot though. He could shoot when he shot. He just wouldn't shoot.
He froze.
So, but Jackson could shoot, right? He can shoot.
Yeah, okay. If he's in like the car park area of my house,
the driveway.
That's what they call
he
it.
He plays guard, right?
Sometimes, yeah, power forward, guard.
Oh, he's tall. He's tall like that.
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
He's 6'1"-ish.
I thought he was playing guard. No, you said power forward. That kind of makes sense.
Yeah.
He's grabbing boards.
And he's big. He's like 180 pounds now with big arms.
He's getting bigger
and
now.
Big legs, yeah.
Okay. All right, that makes sense. See, you didn't say all that. That's position that you, okay.
Well,
okay.
Power forward doesn't shoot?
Most of the time they focus on rebounding and positioning. They're not the first option, right?
Right, yeah.
He's like third, fourth on the squad.
Yeah.
That kind of makes sense.
Okay.
All right. Sure. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
I want for my son to be.
Hold on. He's not going to get to be like 6'8 or 6'9 in real life. He's going to always be a guard.
Yeah, that is correct.
Yeah. So have him work on his handle and his 3-point shooting.
I see.
That's what he needs to work on right now.
Yeah. Handle this. Line 3, we got Ronnie. Oh, Ronnie.
Ronnie. Did we lose Ronnie?
I think people are running out of patience, and I
there we go. There we go. Hi, Ronnie.
Hello. Hey, what's up, Tactus?
Yo, what's up, Ronnie? We thought we lost you. You almost got lost.
Yeah, I lost it. I know. All right, so listen very quickly. So I'm sure y'all heard about the big bust down in Kensington at the storage place. Somebody broke in 35 units, stole all the stuff with a U-Haul truck.
Did see that.
Saw that.
Yeah, it was breaking news. In fact, I was at work. People were like, what? So anyhow, I had a case, and I talked to somebody at Dean's office about a month or so ago. My nephew has had a storage unit at the U-Haul at 2801 West Honey Park, which is the old Tasty Cake Factory, biggest one in the city, right? They broke into his unit. Nobody else is on the floor but his, and stole a lot of stuff out of it. So that means they were watching on camera. So my question to Dean is, if he could just touch on this for a minute, like, when it happens, and it's 35, which is, that's crazy. I've never even heard of somebody doing 35, but in a case like that, like, how would the people who had those units and had them cleaned out, how would they address that with the storage company? I know there's a question about insurance. Some people did, some people didn't. But that's like Grand Theft Auto right there, for real.
Okay, you're right about that, about everything, in the sense that we have an obligation, we who own things and you want to protect them, have an obligation to insure them. Pardon me. I don't know if you can, I'm sure you can have insurance on the things you have in a storage unit. Though typically when you have homeowners or renters insurance, it's insuring the property you have in your home or apartment. And I wonder if things, I would have to carefully read one of those policies to know if it covers things you own but are permanently or on a long-term basis put in a storage facility. Putting that aside, the question is, does the storage facility have some obligation to provide security and protection for your goods? Obviously, there's some sort of a lock that goes on the door to your unit.
Yeah.
And you have to make sure that that's locked and all that. But if somebody gains access to the building and starts going through, or to the lot and starts going through place by place, yeah, I think that the storage facility has responsibility there. And I think that they were arguably negligent in providing your place a safe place to be. You know, when you're it's interesting because if you were able to get all 35 people together, it's almost like a little class action. That would be like something that would be interesting to a law firm, maybe, because like one person's belongings, unless they were, you know, tens of thousands of dollars, probably wouldn't be enough to interest a law firm to file suit on a contingent fee basis. They might do it on an hourly basis, but not on a contingent fee.
It might have to be a mass tort that instance.
No.
Because I think everybody kind of has different.
No. Listen, son. He's almost always right, but this time he threw something out, which, no. Mass torts are bodily injuries by a group of people who were all injured by the same product, process, what have you. Each claim is on its own individually assessed, but they share information in the discovery process as they're litigating their case. So you don't have to do the same deposition of the same expert 900 times. You do it once and they all get to share that deposition. That begins to sound like a mass tort.
Right.
When you have now, well, this is similar to that, but it's not a bodily injury; it's property damage.
Right.
All right, I can see it. I can see it, and I concede it.
I gotta give myself applause.
You've brought me around to the possibility that this sounds in mass tort as opposed to a class action, where everybody's damages are quantifiable by a formula that is you plug in something, how many hours you did something or how many minutes you were on the phone, and everybody has very similar damages. That's a class action. When you've got a storage facility place full of stuff, somebody's stuff might be worth $10,000 or $15,000, mm-hmm. and somebody's stuff might be worth $190,000. Mm-hmm. Then somebody might have a storage facility full of gold bars. Oh, maybe Ronnie's nephew. Maybe that's why they saw it on film, and it was an inside job, perhaps.
But those people with the gold bars don't call the police.
No, they call Dean.
Call him first.
That's right. Call him first. Call me first.
That's right.
Yes.
Yeah. That was interesting. Anakin, he had a great Obi-Wan moment there, Anakin. Yeah.
Yes.
A great come up.
Son, you are good. 215-227-2727, the number for all things legal in Philly.
Nursing home fraud?
Nursing home
Medicaid fraud.
Yes.
South Jersey, that's why.
The owners of two South Jersey nursing homes scammed the state out of more than $100 million in Medicaid funds during a years-long scheme in which they intentionally understaffed their facility, resulting in widespread neglect of residents, two sexual assaults, a death, and 3,400 calls to police for help.
That's a lot.
Wow.
That's something.
Investigators with the state comptroller's office found a troubling pattern of mismanagement, self-dealing, and profiteering by Daryl Hagler, Kenneth Rosenberg, who own Hamilton Center for Rehabilitation and Healthcare.
Call him out.
And Deptford Center for Rehabilitation and Healthcare.
Call him out.
Daryl Hagler and Kenneth Rosenberg.
Hamilton Center for Rehab and Deptford Center for Rehab. This investigation goes back to 2023 when New York's Attorney General sued Hagler and Rosenberg and accused the two of defrauding New York's Medicaid program of $83 million. The men owned 46 nursing homes in New Jersey, New York, Kansas, and Missouri. Wow.
Wow. 46 of them.
And I hope nobody signed that arbitration agreement.
I was thinking about that, yeah.
Yeah. If there's fraud going on, I think it would supersede. And so I would just caution people that you can't know it unless you see it, and you can't see it unless you visit. So if you're visiting regularly your loved one and you see things which don't look right, call it out or call us.
You know, I don't
215-227-2727. You know, we do nursing home litigation, especially when the injuries to the loved one are significant. And, you know, it's tragic. Folks have lived their whole life and, you know, they've worked, they've supported a family, and now the family puts them in a nursing home and then never goes to visit, and there's all kinds of bad things that could be happening, but you just don't see it. But if you see it, call it out. And if it doesn't get better, call me.
Amen.
Yeah. What were you going to say, man?
I don't know when you're more vulnerable, when you're a child, an infant, or when you're elderly and at the behest of these nursing homes and their care, and your family's not coming around, and you feel lonely, depressed, and you're just seem like you're at risk of being taken advantage of both physically and economically, financially, so many ways.
Yes. I think it's bad on both ends of the spectrum.
Are you hearing about, I don't know what comes over your desk in your office, are there many fires in nursing homes this time of year? You wouldn't.
When it happens, it's a really big deal. It can be a horrible, tragic incident. Mm. But most nursing homes have fire suppression systems in order to get licensed to be a nursing home. Huh. So
sprinklers and whatnot.
Yeah, sprinkler systems and whatnot. I wonder how many people have fire suppression systems in their homes.
Oh, I know. I don't.
Yeah, I don't either.
Stop it.
No.
I would think you. Well, no, that makes sense.
You
know,
I mean, you know, that's somebody who's building a home today. That's probably something that is a very good idea to build into your plans. It's a lot less expensive when you're building a home than versus retrofitting a house.
That's a good point, because I'm wondering nowadays, as you watch all these new homes go up everywhere, are they taking into consideration things like the air conditioning units now? I don't want to buy a fan anymore. I want to have central air. Are homes being built naturally with central air these days, or is it still the old way?
I'm actually putting him. Sophia's bedroom actually is at the end of a run, and it never gets cold enough in the summer or hot enough in the winter.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I could reconfigure the entire house, and that would be one solution. But we're doing on Monday. Did you know on Monday you're getting a new air conditioning unit in your bedroom?
You told me.
Yeah,
nice.
A little mini split system, they call it. So a separate little condenser that'll be outside, and it'll send heat and air conditioning to the garage for the cars and to Sophia's bedroom, okay? And I had a choice on systems, and one of them, the guy said, well, the refrigerant in this one is not it can explode, and it's a you know, it's had some real serious fire problems.
Yeah, right.
And they're still testing it.
Sophia's,
do you want to use that one? I said no. Yeah.
Not suitable for the boss.
Not suitable for the cars.
Yeah.
Are you sure you're not doing this for me and not for the cars?
All right. I do care about you, too. Love
no
you.
No bit.
There is fire hazard that can, you know, come up, you know, with certain systems in your house that you have to be careful about.
And to be clear, the nursing home is responsible for these safety precautions.
Oh, of course.
Absolutely. No doubt, yeah. A doubt and no question.
Yeah, yeah. Right. And what we do at My Philly Lawyer, to circle back, if I may, is when we are dealing with a fire case, we hire the best fire cause and origin folks, experts, that there are available.
Mm.
And they come into the fire scene. Now, it's important that you call us right away before the fire scene is contaminated.
Yeah.
And they go in and like detectives, they figure out what caused that fire, where it came from and what caused it. That's what we need to do in order to show who's responsible for the fire.
Are they working with the fire inspector?
They're working alongside.
Gotcha.
Mm. Yeah. The fire inspector for the township or the city is obviously looking at fire and cause origins as well. But you want to have somebody there in your corner who's there working on your behalf. And so it is vitally important this quickly. 215-227-2727. That's the number for My Philly Lawyer and for all things legal in the universe. With that, we're going to take a quick two-minute break, and we'll be back with Sophia Weitzman. It happens every day here in Philly. You're walking your dog or headed to work, and in a split second, you're on the ground in pain because of someone else's carelessness. I'm Dean Weitzman. For over 35 years, My Philly Lawyer has been fighting for people just like you. You can't work. Medical bills are piling up, and you need cash to take care of your family. Slip and fall, we've got you. Call 215-227-2727. My Philly Lawyer, when winning matters most. Accidents happen. It's that simple, right? I'm Dean Weitzman. Every day someone in Philly takes a fall because someone else didn't do their job right. That's where My Philly Lawyer steps in. You need physical therapy? Check. Need someone to take on the insurance company? Check. You need cash? Check and check. We've been winning for over 35 years. Slip and fall? Call 215-227-2727. My Philly Lawyer, when winning matters most. I'm Dean Weitzman. If you have a history of using chemical hair straighteners and have been diagnosed with uterine or endometrial cancer, call My Philly Lawyer now at 215-227-2727. Frequent use of chemical hair relaxers can double the risk of uterine and endometrial cancer. If you've been affected, we will fight for you. Call 215-227-2727. My Philly Lawyer, when winning matters most. You're cruising down the boulevard listening to your tunes and bam, some idiot runs a light, messing up you and your car. I'm Dean Weitzman. Bad drivers causing accidents are a fact of life in Philly. Another fact, with over 35 years fighting for people like you, My Philly Lawyer knows how to get you the help you need and make insurance companies pay. Victim of a car accident? Call 215-227-2727. My Philly Lawyer, when winning matters most.
Need more legal answers? Here's more Court Radio with your host, Dean Weitzman.
Yeah, baby. We're back. We're live and in the studio. My name is Dean Weitzman, and I host Court Radio every Saturday morning right here on 100.3 WRNB.
And Classics 107.9.
Folks, if you're watching us on YouTube Live, thank you very much, and I hope you had a great show today. We're not done yet. We've got another story to talk about. I wanted to quickly mention an accident case that I've been involved in recently, brand new. My client is in a self-induced coma, having been the victim of a car accident, a head-on collision as a vehicle coming in her direction attempted a left turn right into her vehicle. That vehicle, the at-fault vehicle, was operated by an employee of Midas, and they were test driving a car at the time that the collision occurred.
Midas the mechanic.
Yes, yeah, Midas the mechanic place. Mm. And so it's an interesting case in the sense that there's insurance for the car owner who left her vehicle to be repaired. And then Midas is insured, obviously. And then the fellow who was driving the car may have been insured in his household for his own personal car. And how those policies interplay when you have a catastrophic loss and how to make sure that your client is protected and gets the most money possible to, you know, she's going to have medical bills for years and maybe her lifetime to come. And so that's why you come to My Philly Lawyer, because we will make sure that every stone is overturned and examined before we bring this matter to a conclusion.
You like reading these policies. You actually do it for some of your clients.
I do. Yeah. I do. All right. Let's talk about Uber for a moment. The attorney generals of Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and 20 other states have sued Uber over deceptive business practices. What, you may ask? It all revolves around Uber One, which is a service that promises savings on Uber rides and meals ordered through Uber Eats. The subscription costs $9.99 a month, or $96 per year. But Uber offered free trials of up to 3 months. Customers, however, could cancel any time according to the app messaging, but this lawsuit argues that was not the case.
I believe it.
Users who tried to cancel Uber One before their free trial ended often struggled through dozens of prompts and screens. Court documents say and had to contact customer service if their request fell within 48 hours of the auto renewal window. Uber allegedly did not provide a customer service number. Customers who did manage to contact a customer service representative reported waiting hours or up to a full day for a response, during which time Uber charged the subscription fee. Oh, my God. In some cases, the lawsuit claims customers canceled their credit card or debit cards to stop the charges, only for Uber to bill other cards previously used to book rides or food deliveries. My what? Lord.
I believe it,
my
though.
My Lord.
I believe what? It, though. Mm. Mm.
Uber. They are vicious. Mm. Let me ask you something. Do you use Uber Eats?
I do.
What do you get from Uber Eats?
My Starbucks.
Uh-huh. And is it, you know, you grew up in a time when if you wanted food and your parents weren't home, you get the cell phone out, you call, and voila, what is it, the strawberry what?
Strawberry acai.
Okay, a strawberry acai shows up at your house 20 minutes later. That is mind-boggling. Dude, if you wanted a strawberry acai, where would you go?
Bruh, in West Philly, first of all, that ain't happening. Second of all, back then, bro, it was takeout. Come on.
Yeah, you had to get out of the house.
Yes.
No, you walked to the deli or to the corner store.
Snackies. Naming all these spots. Well, wait a minute now. We could call the delivery guy.
I could call a pizza place.
A pizza place.
I called Giro's on Bustleton Avenue.
Right. We all had a pizza guy.
Yeah.
Right.
And we could get pizza.
But we ain't getting
a strawberry acai.
No.
Anything. No. Anything.
Not
you,
at all.
You name it, because it's not. They're not.
That's
just
the other thing.
They're not delivering food.
They can go any place, anywhere to pick up anything you want.
Yeah.
That's a wonderful idea.
Yeah.
And
wonderful.
And then can't get sued or you can't, no office. To speak of. No physical office.
With all of that, you would think, you know, they can make money, good money, without ripping people off with this, making it so damn difficult to get out from under this contract.
Well, if you hear that it's difficult to get out of it, if word of mouth goes around, why would folks sign up?
Because they're hoping they're going to save money. That, like her, they use it all the time. You know, they're constantly getting strawberry.
All the time. How we'll be talking
about 2-3 times a week? Would that be a fair number?
No.
How often?
I mean, how often?
Once.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I was like you, sir. Wait, what?
Once.
So once a week, Dad.
Okay.
And sometimes I don't order. Like, Mom drives me to Starbucks.
Uh-huh.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, are you ordering anything else with Uber Eats? Just that? Nothing else?
And food.
Oh.
Yeah. Like where from?
Chick-fil-A.
Okay, a little Chick-fil-A action.
All right. Yeah. You know, this is going on under your roof, buddy.
Yeah.
Do you see the bill?
Ooh.
No.
Obviously.
Yeah. I'm sure.
But I always ask you.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, it's the Scorpio way.
Yeah.
Well, hold on.
She is a good child.
Clearly, she's not the only one in the household that Uber Eats. Do you? Do you Uber Eats? I don't know.
Yeah, occasionally. Yeah.
Okay. The look on your
face. She's looking at you like it's more than occasionally.
Sophia, what's the truth? How often does he Uber Eats?
Like, maybe once or twice a week.
Once or twice?
Yeah.
But that's not occasional.
Okay.
Uh-oh. Oh.
But is he getting a strawberry? What is it?
Acai.
He gets Americano.
He gets a what?
Americano.
Americano with cream and sugar.
So she pays attention. Yes. Yeah. Who gets more Uber Eats in the house? Him, your mom, or Jackson, or you?
Me.
Okay.
I mean,
yeah, she's a regular for those egg bites in the morning, you know, before school. She's got a delivery of egg bites and acai's.
No, I actually, Ella's mom picks me up and we go to Starbucks.
Oh. Yeah. Wow, you got a little mention of Ella in the show, too.
Yes.
Damn. You found a way to do it. Okay. Yeah. All right. Congratulations. Well, we're almost out of time. Listen, folks, I really thank you for participating in today's show. I hope we answered some of your questions. And if we haven't, and you still have something pondering about in your mind that you want answered.
He does.
Shoot me an email to dean@myphillylawyer.com. Dean, D-E-A-N, at myphillylawyer.com. Those on YouTube Live, stay tuned because we have our after show party just for you.
And there are a couple of questions.
Okay. We're getting there now. So if you want to say goodbye to everybody.
Goodbye, everybody. Happy Hanukkah.
All right. We're out.
The preceding was a paid program of MyPhillyLawyer.com.
The views and opinions expressed in this program are those of the hosts and guests and do not necessarily reflect the views of Urban One Incorporated, Radio One, or any of its subsidiary companies.